Aircheckdownloads.com.
97 to 99 FM. Hardcore, rap, ragga, swing, hip hop,
ragtime, classical music, and country and western.
365 days of the year.
I don't care what you say, I still miss Dave Lee Travis.
It's Thursday afternoon at 2 o'clock, and now live from Fiji, it's the Afternoon Bit with Chris Moyles.
Taking advantage of the pit.
Coming up today, Pop Goop's Aqua show us where they keep their yacht in our new feature, Aqua Marina. Plus, we'll be scuba diving in our studio lake with the fun-loving criminals. But now, please welcome the man with no name. It's Chris Moyles.
Hello. Guess what I had for breakfast this morning?
What?
Chocolate cake.
Wow.
No joke, but true. And thanks to Joe Wiley for the last couple of hours. What a beautiful woman she is. The kind of woman who just makes you glad that you're a man. Kind of. I'm Chris Moyles. This is my friend Dave.
Hello.
And we're filling in for Mark and Lard for today and tomorrow, but they are back on Monday. Let's go!
Give me some time to be me. Beat Tom. Beat Tom. Ram-a-lam-a-lam-a-lam-a-lam-a-ding-dong.
Chris Moyles on Radio 1. Just lie back and enjoy it, ladies.
The best sound in Britain. Radio 1. 97 to 99 FM. Radio 1. The home of Tony Blackburn, Peter Powell and Noel Edmonds.
Sash, before that, Cast, and another band with just four letters in, coming up next.
Hello, this is Radio 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, corner shop!
I'm only joking.
Right, it's 2:10. Hello, I'm Chris. This is Dave. We're in for Mark and Lard.
Hey.
Keep it down, corner shop. Thanks to Joe Wiley and Simon Mayo and Kevin. Wasn't Simon Mayo good today? I woke up to Simon Mayo today. He good, right? That boy good. That Simon Mayo, he good. That boy good. I don't know what it is, but he be good, right? No, right? Anybody else rubbish, but that boy, he be good.
It's my new voice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's all right.
Okay.
So on the show today, the Mighty Fine Ass Topical Rap of the Day, Fact Surgery with Dr. Comedy Dave, Baby Spice's Agony Letter Spot, and the Wacka Wacka. All that in just a two-hour show.
Wow.
Despite the fact we started late, because Joe Wiley can't time records properly. Are we being a little bit over? Is that all right? No, it's not all right. God's sake. I'm the saviour of afternoon radio. I mean, who is she? Apart from probably best DJ of the year in a few weeks' time. Mighty Fine Ass Topical Rap of the Day, by the way. If you've been following us for the last couple of weeks, you'll know that every day we do the Mighty Fine Ass Topical Rap, but we make it topical and we have a different one every day. Hence the Mighty Fine Ass Topical Rap of the Day. Today, it's all about
Mike Tyson.
Why?
Because
there's nothing else in the newspapers.
Because I looked through the newspapers to find a funny story, and I went all the way to the back page, and it was the first one that I found. It's not even funny, but it's just a story.
Okay. All right. Fact Surgery with Dr. Comedy Dave coming up, 0645 110 100. If you have any problems and you want to photocopy that part of your body and fax it to us, do that. Baby Spice... I'm not bothered to read everything out. I'll just play the records. You know exactly what's coming on the show. You listen to it every day. We've done it for 2 weeks, for God's sake. He was the happiest man in the world. The guy's always happy and ecstatic. He always sounds like he's having a great time. Ian Brown and Morrissey, they really should. They could open up their own store together.
Here we go.
What? Little nephew or niece gets hold of an instrument like a harmonica or a mouth organ, and just plays it. If you don't have a harmonica but you'd like to do your very own impression of this song, right? The same noise can be achieved by putting a cat inside a microwave, but don't do that because it's sick and horrible. Complaint number one for the Trey Show.
Kitty corpses.
Hey, speaking of corpses, Helen Daniels died on Neighbours the other day. And what a shame that was. I got an email from somebody, I can't remember who it was, but it said, I wonder how many of the old Neighbours stars will turn up for a funeral. Unlike when Jim died, none of those that turned up. You're taking Neighbours way too seriously if you actually know how many people turned up at Jim's funeral. I miss Des, the bloke who used to be married to Daphne.
The guy with the ears.
Yeah.
Big sticky-out jug ears.
You know, he was, I don't know if he went mad or went loopy, but, I think it was one of the national newspapers in this case. I think it was the Sun, caught up with him. And the guy was just, like, living rough. Big bushy beard going. It hadn't worked since Neighbours.
Big bushy ears.
Big bushy beard, big bushy ears. But there's nothing wrong with bushiness.
Did you used to fancy Daphne?
Yeah. I fancied Jane as well, when she was geeky in glasses.
Plain Jane Super Brain?
Mm.
I didn't.
Did you not?
No.
I used to fancy most of the people in Neighbours.
But you always go for geeks and freaks.
No, I don't always go for geeks and freaks. It's very unfair. I always go for the attractive ones. I used to go for Jane, right, who then became a beautiful woman. I went for the character that Natalie Imbruglia played. I used to like Kylie. And, of course, the main one, I used to have the really soft spot for Bouncer.
Another level.
Mind you, who didn't? I mean, who didn't fancy Bouncer?
Me.
Well, you're obviously you're weird, aren't you?
Y'all. 98 style.
When he died, I cried. 97 to 99 FM Radio 1 for the BBC. Hello, I'm Chris. It's Jay-Z, Another Level, and Be Alone No More. A lot of people always say, what do you do when the records are on? What do DJs do? Do they sit and listen to them? Well, during the latest record, well, you've been listening to that. I've been on the phone to one of our listeners who wants me to... from what I gather, what he wants me to do is eat something that normally people don't eat and then die. So...
Artichoke.
Eh?
Artichoke.
No, no.
Sprouts.
No. Talking about dog food. And he says that I'm effing awful. Can you believe it? What a moron. The guy loves it. People who phone up the show and say, I hate you, you're rubbish. They're liars. They actually love the show.
Mm.
If you don't listen to the show, if you don't like the show, switch it off. You know what? I don't like eating prawns. But I don't eat prawns and then moan about the fact that I don't like eating prawns.
Mm.
I don't like something, so I don't do it. If you don't like the show, don't listen to the show. Switch it off. Idiots. And this guy phones up. And this is why I know he's lying. Because not only does he say that he hates the show, he listens every day. He loves the fact that I wind him up. He likes the fact that he hates me. But he doesn't. He loves me. The guy can't get enough of me. He probably tapes the show every day and plays it when we're not on the air. The guy probably has pictures of me on his wall and kisses them before he goes to sleep at night. He sounds like a real freak. He hates the show so much he has to then phone up and tell us about it while he's listening to the show that he hates listening to.
But you appeal to these weirdos.
I know, that's true. That's quite worrying. What an idiot. He hates the show so much he has to listen to it every day just in case I say something that he really, really hates. And then he phones up to say, I hate you. He actually goes to his own phone, dials a number, waits for us to pick up, and then wastes his own breath on somebody that he hates. Why go to that much effort if you hate me? The reason is, you don't hate me. You love me. The guy's probably frustrated, for God's sake. Now people are rigging up in their thousands. I agree, you're rubbish. No, you're all right. No, you're rubbish. No, you're all right. Hey, listen, I don't care. I love my girlfriend. I love my show. The Mighty Finance topic of rap of the day has been beautifully constructed by Dave, who works on the show. It's about Mike Tyson, the boxer. Why is he the topical rap of the day? Well, there's nothing else to talk about, so let's do it. Nope. 97 to 99 FM Radio 1, it's Oasis, and some might say, a lot of people just phoned up and said that they like the show and they love us and they're glad we're here, and the guy who phoned up can rot. Thank you very much, it's very nice.
Nice people than bad people.
Yeah. Apart from the one guy who phoned up Comedy Dave and said that that we are rubbish, and Dave asked him what his name was, and the bloke goes, none of you're in business.
He put the phone down.
Yeah. Matthew Bannister drunk again. Let's not talk about that. It's Richard Evans, it's 2:30.
97 to 99 FM, Radio 1, Newsbeat.
Police in the Irish Republic are stepping up security at... That's it, more news on Radio 1 at 3:30.
It's almost at the end, isn't it? Tomorrow will be the last one. Are you reading the news tomorrow?
No, I'm not, actually. I want a day off because my mother's coming to London. We told you that yesterday.
No, but I don't listen to what you say. You're a newsreader. You make it all up.
Not that anyone's interested.
There's only one more news bulletin. There's only one more little chat between yourself and myself.
I know.
The nation will be in tears.
Will it?
Yeah.
Will
the mood of the nation will be just so low. You know, like when Adrian John did his last show.
That low?
Mm.
Well, there we are.
You
we
can't
make
get
it
any
a good
lower.
One, then.
You can't get any lower. The nation's crying because they want to hear the banter that you and I have. Not since Mike Smith and Dave Lee Travis have people talked crap for so long on this network.
You better think of something interesting and amusing to say within the next hour, then. Which would be a bit of a task.
Well, at least I'm not a balding old queen. He's very rude, eats his food in the news. And neither is Richard, of course, married with kids. Very long hair. And a drug habit. Chris Moyles, savior of Radio 1. 2:33 in the afternoon, this is Radio 1. I'm Chris Moyles, the savior of the BBC.
I searched all over, could not find.
7 to 99 FM Radio 1, it's Pulp Common People, the original mix. Thank you very much. Fulcinate before that, found a cure. Just after 2:20, coming up next, Dr. Comedy Dave with his fax surgery. Are you excited?
Talking of found a cure, did you get it?
No.
Never mind. You said Fulcinate found a cure. Doesn't matter.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain.
All seeing eye at Radio 1 and the beat goes on. It's time for the fax surgery with Dr. Comedy Dave. Here we go. Hello, Dave. How are you?
I'm feeling a bit queasy today. I just feel on edge. I just feel like there's something weird's going to happen.
You're Dr. Comedy Dave. You shouldn't be feeling queasy for that, so you've got to sort out the problem.
I just feel something really bad's going to happen.
Oh, well, don't worry about it. You're going to have to lie down in a minute.
Okay, no problem.
Okay. Right, so here we are. The idea is that you photocopy a part of your body that hurts, then you fax that to us, and then we try and sort you out. This is from Martin in Halifax.
Okay.
It says, Dear Dave and Chris, I hope you can help me. I've got a pain in my chin, and he's sent us a fax of his chin. So if you have a look at that there.
Okay. A very weird-looking chin. What's that?
Hey?
What's that?
So it's just my pet Labrador.
Don't bring the dog in here.
So it's quiet! Quiet! It's all right.
You know I don't like dogs.
Sorry, don't... Just calm down. Just
Come
keep
on,
going.
I'm feeling nervous anyway. Just...
Ugh. Right, okay.
This chin, it just looks really weird. It looks like it's sort of deformed. What's that?
What?
What's that?
It's my pet leopard.
A leopard?
Yeah.
Here?
Yeah, well, I couldn't leave him at home. So, don't antagonise him.
Just get away from me, will you?
Don't!
Just kick get
him.
It away!
Don't kick him! Leopard, shh!
Get it away, man.
See the control I have over the leopard? Right, go on. So out this guy's problem.
He's just got a big chin. That's all it is. There's nothing really wrong with it. He just looks like Jimmy Hill. What's that?
Hey? The They're just testing some minds in the studio.
They're testing minds when we're on the air.
Well, sorry, can't help it. Are you all right?
No.
Well, what's wrong with
you? I told you I was nervous and feeling queasy, and you start bringing in all these freaky things.
All right, well, look, just if calm your breathing down. Just plug yourself into that machine over there. I've brought in a breathing machine. Plug it in, right? Just plug in the wire there. Press the button. Press the red button there. That one there. That's it. Now, this will look after your breathing, control your heart rate, okay?
Okay.
So, you're a doctor, you should now do...
Okay.
No, just breathe slowly.
So this is what...
So, calm down. Right, you all right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, right, off you go. Sort out the letters for us.
I told you, she's got a big chin.
Calm down, Dave. You're gonna kill... You're gonna knock yourself
really,
out, for God's
really
sake.
A really big, horrible, spotty...
Dave! Oh, bugger.
Checkdownloads.com.